I tell you what, a lot of people don't know because they don't understand the defense that we played on that particular down. And we were in the fire zone blitz, and James Hall was supposed to come off. I'm about to throw James under the bus right now, but James was supposed to take that back into the flats, and then I was supposed to pick up the tight end. So James and I both covered the tight end. That's why that guy was wide open. And it was actually Dadrian Taylor. He came like a missile. And that play in particular is an example of how serious we were about being physical and violent and playing relentless, aggressive football. See, Dadrian and Tommy Hendricks had to rotate that season. I was full-time at strong safety, but those guys were splitting time because Dadrian got injured and Tommy was coming along at free safety. And there was a series right before that, Dadrian dove at Curtis Enos's ankles. And we made a pact as safeties is that we were not going to tackle any running backs low. We were going to put our face and our bodies on the ball carrier and put our face on the ball and punish the ball carrier. And Dadrian dove at Curtis Enos's legs and he missed them. And then we went to the sideline and we really, really gave Dadrian a hard time about that. Like, you broke the pack. We don't want you on the field with us. And he took it upon himself and he really, really got upset. And he laid his career on the line to prove a point that he wanted to make. He really wanted to make it up to the entire defense and to the secondary. Hey, I'm going to I don't think he intended to hurt himself, but he came with so much velocity and force. Dadrian was actually a harder hitter than myself, and I think Tommy may have been right there with me.
Wait, hold on a second. You just admitted that somebody was a harder hitter than you?
Yeah, finally, for the first time. I think I did it more often.
You know we tape these things, right?
But pound for pound, Dadrian and Tommy, I think, brought the funk. I just did it more often. But Dadrian sold out that one play, and thank God he's doing well now. His neck is fine, and hopefully the Penn State guy's doing well too and is living a productive life. But I will say that that play represented what Michigan football, especially in secondary, what we lived and breathed that season is that we were going to annihilate people. And I think once our program gets back to that and bringing guys in to have that mentality that we are going to punish people at all costs for the sake of winning. But that's my take on that Penn State game. And we knew we were better than them. Their whole sideline shut down. Curtis Enos was scared. Joe Paterno didn't know what to do. And then the rest is history.